Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
Zarko, what's the latest at Recyclico?
Well, you know, I really do enjoy doing these podcasts, and I think we've built quite the reputation of being a very transparent company throughout our technology development. And I think we've also educated listeners along the way to a new industry that, as many know, tends to have many, many nuances. And I do intend to keep sharing these periodic updates, but you know, I also want to remind everybody we are in JV mode now, and you know, where time is critical and success will speak for itself. So, you know, just keep a lookout as we progress on any of those public updates. But as a quick update in regards to the Zenith JV, you know, we are working through just a pretty standard joint venture formation procedures, you know, including like the approvals from the exchange, since we're a publicly traded company, and as well the Ministry of Economic Affairs in Taiwan, which is a part in doing making an investment in Taiwan, right? So these are all pretty standard. But despite the standard paperwork, this really hasn't slowed down our technical or, you know, business planning of the joint venture itself, right? Because, you know, the first joint venture and the success of the first joint venture is going to be closely watched on a global scale. And, you know, we've had a lot of meetings on behalf of the JV, but it also hasn't stopped Recyclico from planning for more JVs that we do see that we foresee the battery recycling sector needing. And as well, I think we could see this with Benchmark's projections. So Benchmark Mineral Intelligence, they project that the battery recycling sector is actually going to need $24 billion of investment for secondary material to be available for its to meet that future demand. So in essence, really, the way I see it is those who actually win the majority of this total will be those who either control the waste battery material, right? So how are you going to get your supply, as we've talked about before? And these will be companies such as the OEMs. And I think the other side of it is those with advanced technologies that can offer the most cost-effective, environmentally friendly, and efficient process, because there's going to be a game of margins as well. And I think, you know, we really believe Recyclico can marry its advanced technology with those who control the waste material. And overall, I think in the long term, that's going to equate to a lot more JV opportunities. And as a side note, you know, Benchmark also projects that there's the recycling sector needs $24 billion in investment, but the total battery industry itself needs at least $514 billion across the whole supply chain to meet demand in 2030, and it needs $920 billion to meet the demand in 2035. So it's kind of amusing to me as well, because I read about, on one end, I read about the global economy slowing down, but on the other hand, the battery industry just keeps booming, and it's always just a reminder of kind of the great position that we're in to be in this, to be such a well-known name in this industry. I also think when it comes to, you know, recycling and the changing landscape, you know, we saw that the European Union Parliament voted in favor of adopting updates to its battery directive. And essentially these updates to the battery directive set guidelines for collection and collection of battery waste and minimum levels of material recovery, such as lithium, nickel, and cobalt, from those waste batteries. And as we said before, you know, that the big disconnect here is that, and what we've been saying for years, is that battery recycling has been, really been focused on the mechanical shredding process. So taking those whole battery packs, modules, and processing them down into black mass. But there's, And we see that, you know, in North America as well. But with the lack of hydrometallurgical processing capacity in Europe and as well as in North America, what it really means is that the black mass generated is, you know, currently or mostly being exported to Asia. Now, with the new regulations, that will increase pressure to keep black mass within Europe. And then that coupled with the collection and recovery guidelines will put even more pressure on companies to process their black mass to a higher value product, such as one that, you know, the recyclable process can provide. So, you know, what I'm really seeing here is that we're going to see silos of, you know, battery recycling industries throughout, you know, in Asia and North America and Europe, right? Where the flow of this material, I don't believe will move as freely as it does now or what other materials do, but it'll be, you know, more focused. So, you know, it's more important to have plants in multiple areas instead of trying to bring the material to you in one area. And then just, you know, as a proud Canadian, you know, it's great to see the kickoff of PowerCo's, or, you know, Volkswagen's PowerCo, kickoff of the Canadian project. You know, our government is supporting with $13 billion, and it is going to be a very large gigafactory at 90 gigawatt hours. But, you know, I think the Canadian government has a lot to push up against with the U.S.'s Inflation Reduction Act, and it's good to see some of these projects coming here. And I think that's going to really redefine the industry throughout Canada and make projects, Canadian projects like ours, as well as just as important with more battery production, more EV production. With that naturally will come recycling. So as always, Gemma, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, and thanks for letting me share some of these thoughts.
Zarco, for people who are new to Recycleco, where can they get more information and where are you traded?
Yeah, you can get all the information you need on our website, www.recycleco.com. And we are traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
We've been speaking with Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recycleco. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 7th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.